WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. If you're anything like me, you've probably spent a good chunk of your life wrestling with negative thoughts and emotions, that nagging anxiety, the frustrating anger, the crushing disappointment. It's like they're these persistent little gremlins hanging around, whispering doubts in your ear and stealing your joy. But what if I told you there's a way to deal with them? Not just suppress them, but actually let go? Today, we're diving into the world of Stoicism and exploring how to navigate those negative feelings with grace and resilience. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some ancient philosophy that doesn't apply to our modern lives, trust me, it's super relevant. Stoicism isn't about becoming a robot who never feels anything. It's about understanding our emotions, recognizing their power, and ultimately choosing how we respond to them. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you dress for it. You can't always control your thoughts and feelings, but you can choose how you react to them. So, here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that will help you let go of those pesky negative emotions. First up, acknowledge and accept your emotions. It's okay to feel angry, sad, frustrated. It's all part of the human experience. Trying to suppress or ignore them only makes things worse. Think about it like this: bottling up your feelings is like trying to hold a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's going to burst. Acknowledging your emotions allows you to process them and move on. Second, remember that thoughts are not facts. This is huge. We often get caught up in our own thought patterns, believing every negative thought as if it's gospel truth. But here's the thing: thoughts are just thoughts. They're not necessarily reality. Ever catch yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "this is going to be a disaster"? Remember that those are just thoughts, not facts. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? Third, focus on what you can control. This is the heart of Stoicism. You can't control everything that happens in life, that's just the truth. But you can control your reactions to those events. So instead of dwelling on things outside of your control, shift your focus to what you can influence. Your attitude, your actions, your choices, these are the things that truly matter. Fourth, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. This could be as simple as being grateful for a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind word from a stranger. When you focus on the positive, it naturally helps to shift your perspective and reduce those negative feelings. Finally, be patient with yourself. This isn't a quick fix, folks. Letting go of negative emotions takes time and practice. There will be days when you feel more successful than others. Just remember to keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and celebrate every small victory along the way. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your blood pressure is rising with each passing red light. You start replaying that embarrassing moment from earlier in the day, feeling shame and self-doubt creeping in. Sound familiar? This is where our Stoic tools come into play. Instead of letting anger take over and ruin your entire day, you can use these principles to shift your mindset. Acknowledge the frustration, but remind yourself that you can control the traffic. Focus on what you can control. Your breathing, your attitude, your internal dialogue. Perhaps listen to a calming song or engage in some deep breathing exercises. Remember, this is an opportunity to practice mindfulness and resilience, turning a stressful situation into a chance for personal growth. So, remember, letting go of negative emotions isn't about being happy all the time, it's about finding peace and acceptance amidst life's inevitable ups and downs. It's about choosing how you respond, not just reacting to every trigger. This is modern Stoicism in a nutshell, timeless wisdom for navigating today's challenges. Remember, you are stronger than those negative emotions, more capable than you think, and ready to embrace a life of greater peace and purpose. Keep practicing these principles. Share this episode with someone who needs it, and let's continue this journey together. Until next time, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.